handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the 6th day of August, year of our Lord 2012. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, it's 59 degrees here at my home deep in the mountains of Missouri Ozarks on the way to a high of 90, 92 degrees. We're going to call that a cooling trend, believe it or not, a cooling trend. It's been brutally hot here. Record-breaking heat in the Midwest, not just the Ozarks, but record-breaking heat June and July, now into August. Of course, we started out with a big bang in March when it was 94 degrees in March. Who ever heard of such a thing? Anyway, we do have some rather significant earth change headlines at stanatdeo.com. I have a note from a listener in Italy that we'll go over after the earth changes. And let's just jump right in here at stanatdeo.com. Scientists monitor White Island's rumblings. Then going on from there, don't unzip that zipper. Scientists keep close watch on White Island because it may act as New Zealand's volcanic zipper. When White Island goes, it may trigger other eruptions in the area. Check this map to see the other volcanoes in a straight line right below White Island. Next headline. This is all in New Zealand, by the way. White Island tour is planned despite volcanic alert and warning on sulfur gases and magma. Then we have, coming back to the United States, more than half of the U.S. counties now natural disaster areas. There's about 3,500 counties in the United States, by the way. Some of those counties, in fact, we have one in Missouri larger than the state of Rhode Island. Next, we have United States drought in 2012, a shocking animated map. Then we have continuing drought forces livestock producers to downsize. Next, we have no help for farmers as Congress breaks. Then we have dust from Asia fills North America's atmosphere. There's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 6th day of August. And getting back to Earth Change headlines at standeo.com. U.S. drought in 2012. Shocking animated map. Then we've got continuing drought forces livestock producers to downsize. I talked to the cattlemen in my neighborhood, and they're holding out as best they can. So far, they're doing okay. No help for farmers as Congress breaks. Then we have dust from Asia fills North America's atmosphere. Then we've got Gold Beach, Oregon, experiencing offshore earthquake swarm. Next we have Northwake earthquake risk looms large, Oregon especially vulnerable. Then we have study warns, the big one is coming, going south to South America. 6.1 earthquake strikes Peru. Then we've got major recent earthquakes across the globe, probably not linked. Next, we have earthquake clusters do not exist, according to the United States Geological Survey. And Holly has a follow-up on that. She says the facts state otherwise. Then we got another earthquake headline. How Earth's hums could give a heads-up on earthquakes. Then we go to California. Gigantic sinkhole opens up in Bay Ridge and nearly swallows a parked car. Going across the Pacific, Typhoon Saola strikes Taiwan, the Philippines, and kills at least 28 inches of rain and counting. That's 4 feet 10 inches, ladies and gentlemen, 58 inches of rain, 4 feet 10 inches of rain. Can you imagine such a thing? Going over to China, two tropical cyclones strike Chinese coast in quick succession. Then we have Tropical Storm Ernesto heading into Caribbean, where it will turn into a hurricane. Then we've got prelude to catastrophe. The volcano could be nearing a major event. It's a synopsis of what happened Mount St. Helens 32 years ago. And then we've got endless winter for Alaska's mountains this year. And next we have endless natural disasters exhaust Russian economy. Then we've got Garden Fresh recalling 7 tons of salads. Next headline, think about raising your own chickens. Eliminate the cost of their feed. Okay, that's Earth Change headlines at standeo.com. I have a note here from a listener in Italy. He goes by the name of his internet blog name of Crora, C-R-O-R-A. And he says, hello, my name is Crora. I want to alert you about this anomalous event. There are explanations for what happened in Italy for the tsunami that occurred along almost all coasts of the country, lasting 3 hours. And it was not produced by earthquakes or landslides. It was 9:30 on Thursday morning. That would have been the 2nd of August. When from north to south Italy, the Tyrrhenian Sea withdrew 20 yards back and then back on the beach, accompanied by a wave of almost 1 meter. The anomaly was repeated every 5 minutes for 3 hours until it's finished. Fortunately, there were no casualties, but the alarm was high. The authorities and scholars, because they had never seen anything like it, and no one can say with certainty anything about it. Some argue that the waves have been generated by the bad weather conditions that can produce a rare but real tsunami. Even if it were, nobody ever remembers it happening. The most important question then is this: why now? He apologizes for his poor English. Well, Cora, you know, your English is far better than my Spanish, which is virtually non-existent. So thank you, sir, for the report. This goes to show that Republic Broadcasting and the John Moore Show certainly has an international reach. Typically the English-speaking world, but obviously we've got listeners in what is not typically the English-speaking world also, like Italy. I did have a caller call in once from Moscow when I had my Saturday show here on Republic, and he had some interesting comments, but he refused to give his name. So, dear old Mother Russia. As many of you know, I've been working with a number of confidential sources, and of course, Mike Harris, who follows me here at Republic Broadcasting, has his own confidential sources. Between the two of us, we have quite an outreach and what amounts to a private intelligence network. We, Mike Harris and I, have satisfied ourselves through our independent private sources that something very serious is going on with the U.S. military. It appears that at Norfolk Naval Base, which, if it's not the largest naval base in the world, it has to be the second or third, but I've been told it's the largest naval base in the world, is in the process of getting as many ships out of dry dock as they can, as quick as they can, and that they're evacuating heavy equipment and supplies by truck under cover of darkness to high ground. Now, I've got that from my own private source, and Mike Harris has verified it through his independent private source. Now, what these soldiers and sailors are being told at Fort Bragg at Camp Pendleton and Norfolk Naval Base is a couple of different stories. One is that they're getting ready to go to war with Syria, so they have to mobilize and move out for that reason, which makes no sense whatsoever. Why would you move people twice to get ready to go to war? You'd move them once, and that would be to a staging area to either get on a boat or get on a plane. You wouldn't move them twice. They're also being told that they're moving in preparation for civil disorder here inside the United States, which is plausible, and both stories are somewhat plausible, and anybody in the military for any length of time, they know that the military frequently does things that are just absolutely stupid and make no sense whatsoever to anybody, including the people giving the orders, and they're doing it because they were told to. So Mike and I will be talking this week. I don't know if we're going to do any joint broadcasts or not. If we feel the need to, both of us, I assume that we will. One of Mike's sources, who I met over the weekend, did come up with a couple of dates, August 17th and September 26th. None of us, myself, Mike, or the source, are locked into thinking that anything particularly bad is going to happen on August 17th. We do share concerns about that time frame. That's why we decided to go public, because of our concerns based on solid information. And it's a dangerous thing to do for any reporter, investigative reporter like myself or Mike Harris, to give the results of our investigations publicly when they give out specific dates on one hand. On the other, what choice do we have? If we find information, and I find information has enough veracity that I'm taking personal action myself, doing things that I've been procrastinating to get done, my attitude is I'm looking at this as a training exercise. And I believe Mike Harris concurs with me to look at this as a training exercise. Look at your list. Most of us that are preppers, we have lists of things to get done, supplies to get, equipment to get, training to get, whatever it might be. Look at this as an opportunity to review those lists, prioritize what you don't have, and start working on that list to acquire the supplies and equipment and/or training that you need. I think that's just a wise thing to do. I'm getting lots of emails and phone calls from people asking me if this place is okay, that place is okay. It's short-sighted. A lady sent me a note in the last 24 hours asking if Charlotte, North Carolina was okay. And my response is, well, yes, as far as rising ocean levels, it's fine. But what about the 20 million plus potential refugees coming west from the East Coast? The place you want to be, physically and emotionally and spiritually, is a place where you're safe and you can have a good life and you don't need to worry about any dates. That's where you want to be, seriously. That's really, really where you want to be. That's where the Navy vets are. The Navy vets started attending these briefings in 1979. They were told, gentlemen, that in your lifetimes, not your children's or grandchildren's, in your lifetime, these oceans are going to come out of their basins, flooding all coastal areas worldwide. And when you retire, you should give strong consideration to relocating to the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks, where you can set up your 5 acres or 10 or 40 or whatever it is, acres, and have some vegetable garden and fruit trees and grape arbors, maybe some chickens and a few goats. Goats, by the way, are the most productive farm animal. They're not the most profitable, but they are the most productive. Goat milk is very tasty and good. You can make cheese from it. You can make ice cream from it. Goat meat is good, healthy meat. There's things that can be done with the skins of the goats to make leather and so forth. So it's a very useful animal. They will eat basically anything, including the poison ivy, so that's a good thing. But seriously, anguishing over dates is no way to live. And that's one of the things Mike Harris and I talked about privately. Anguishing over dates is no way to live. Seriously, it's not. On one hand. On the other, you know, we feel compelled to give these dates out because there's enough to back them up, making them very important matters. You know, if nothing happens on the dates, so be it. If something does happen and we didn't give out the dates, we would never be able to live with ourselves. I can live with being wrong. If nothing happens on the dates that Mike Harris' source came up with, that's great. Here's our break. Call-in number is 877-488-5350. So will mountains rise.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372. Or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 6th day of August. We're talking about preparedness. We're talking about what could be coming in the coming months. I believe the next 90 days, August, September, October, into the first week of November, could be quite interesting. Could be fascinating. And I think we need to be aware of all the possibilities. We need to educate ourselves. We need to make prudent preparations, acting on our own beliefs and our own values and what we learn from trusted sources. What's going on in the military? Well, that's a good question. My private sources are telling me they're getting ready to evacuate because of Nibiru. That's what my private sources are telling me. Now, is it going to happen in the next few weeks? I don't know. Is it possible? Well, it's possible. I know that it is going to happen. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Is this the time? Possibly. That remains to be seen. If you live near a major body of water, Atlantic Ocean, Pacific Ocean, Gulf of Mexico, Great Lakes, Mississippi River, and you're not at a good altitude above those bodies of water, well, you're, quite frankly, you're living in the wrong place, because your home at some point in the not-too-distant future will be underwater. That's a given. That's what these Navy veterans were told in classified briefings put on by the United States Navy. That's a given. That's accepted as fact by all the scientists working for the U.S. Navy and the U.S. government in classified briefings and in their classified studies that you're not allowed to know about. So why in the world would you continue living in one of those places where you're at risk of having everything lost, including your lives, to this flooding when these oceans come out of their basins? And the Mississippi River is 50 miles wide and 200 feet deep. Why would you? Well, I know why you are. It's where your employment is. It's where all your friends and family are. It's where everything you know and love and are used to, your neighborhood where you live, work, and shop, go to church, go to school. Why would you want to leave all those things? Who would want to do such a thing? Well, what if you have no choice? I'm sure many of these Navy veterans had hometowns that they would rather have retired to rather than move to the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks, where they didn't know anybody, at least not very many people, had no family or social connections or friends, except perhaps another Navy vet that they might know, or two or three. I'm sure there's little clusters of these Navy veterans in some of these communities. When I was on a nationwide speaking tour for the Prophecy Club in January 2005, I met an insurance executive in Detroit who told me that they've been aware of the clusters of retired Navy people in the zip codes of the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks for years, for at least 20 years or so at that point, at least. And he wondered why, until he was at my presentation about Nibiru, put on by the Prophecy Club sponsored me on. He said, now we know. Now we know. So it's your choice, ladies and gentlemen. It's your choice to continue living in a place that I know for a fact will be underwater, not necessarily in 2 weeks, not necessarily in 3 months, but it will be underwater. And everything you know and love and are used to will be gone if you live in one of those areas. Your home, your school, where you work, where you shop, your church, everything will be wiped away in massive flooding. That's my reality. I don't know what your reality is, but that's my reality. So I encourage you to take this as a wake-up call to please consider getting away from these large bodies of water. Will it be easy? No. Will it be hard? Yes. Will it be expensive? Yes. There's nothing easy about this. I know people with fairly substantial financial means. It wasn't easy for them either. It's tough. No two ways about it. It is tough. It's a hardship. And the longer you wait, well, it doesn't get any easier. My DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You, can give you an education about the details of this. Available at my website, thelibertyman.com. We do have a bottom of the hour break coming up, and we'll talk more about this after the break. And we do have a call in, and we do have a caller on hold, and we'll be back after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, John, you know, we were kind of wondering
what?
That, well, we knew you guys were saving stuff and getting ready for something like
yes.
this. So what I'm trying to say
the is, answer's no.
Man, I've been your friend for 20 years. We played on the company softball team together.
We simply don't have enough food.
But I'm your friend.
Look, Norbert, I came to you 3 years ago. And you basically called me crazy and walked away.
But...
sorry.
Bummer.
Folks, they may be rolling their eyes at you now, but they'll be on your front porch when it all hits the fan. So why don't you mosey on over to TexasReady.net and order up a Liberty Seed Bank for you, your shirt-tailed relatives, and all your non-prepping friends. Order your bank at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357. TexasReady.net. Are you Texas ready?
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 6th day of August. And Freeze Dry Guys, August special is limited time. Limited time overstock sale alert. These are long-range patrol rations, LRPs or LRPs as we used to call them. They probably still call them that. It's only one variety. It's the Oriental style chicken and rice, which that's pretty good. I'll tell you, if you're hungry, it'll be really good. this is different than the MREs. The LRP rations are tastier, more nutritious. It's the ones we always try to get our hands on for our exercises and special forces. 20 meals to a case. A normal price is $132 for a case. A sale price, $120. So that's a $12 savings, shipping included. Three cases, $345. Five cases, $545. Now, when these are gone, he doesn't know when or if he'll get any more. I've seen and talked to Freeze Dry Guy where he's gone a year at a time with no LRP rations. So this is a chance to stock up on some really good stuff for being out in the bush or any place if you're hungry, as far as that goes. His website is freezedryguy.com. There's a link from my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free auto line, Pacific Business Hours, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's where you'll find something to help you out to protect you from electromagnetic pulse attack, the Faraday bags. These are some really high-tech, well-engineered bags four layers of lamination. The layer in the middle is a very thin sheet of aluminum, the EMP Faraday bags. And, of course, my best-selling DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. I do private consultations, details at my website, and a lot of things you may not know even exist at my website, thelibertyman.com. My toll-free order line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Very nice young men and women in St. Louis, Missouri, not in Mumbai. And that toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We are taking your calls. We have open lines at 877-488-5350. I say again, 877-488-5350. And we have a caller here on hold, Larry in North Carolina. Good morning, Larry.
John, good morning. How are you, sir?
Real good. What's going on?
Oh, been out of town, just hearing you back for the first time in a few weeks, and sounds like that we're getting a little closer. But I want to talk about the water here just a minute. It was interesting. I just came through Nebraska a couple days ago, and, you know, the drought's been pretty bad out there in the Midwest.
Right.
And the Platte River had dried up. I'd never seen it dry before. That was pretty unusual.
Really?
It's a wide river, but very, you know, pretty shallow. But there was pretty interesting to see the dead fish laying there and think about this almost like the water receding before the tsunami. But one of my questions, John, I was listening to you this morning, you know, trying to see what I'd missed out on over the last couple of weeks. But I had a very close friend who lived in Virginia Beach for a long time, lived in one of the small subdivisions. And it was interesting that last year they came along and bought those people out and, you know, gave them a lot of money for a small frame house. But
really?
They bought out everybody that lived, you know, right on at the backside of the fence there from Oceana Base where the F-14s, you know, hook up and take off. And but anyway, let's talk about this water for a minute. Is the rising water level, is it going to be more from the splash effect? You know, there's several hundred trillion cubic miles of water bulging at the equator because of our centrifugal force. And, you know, we're rotating at a very rapid speed. It's interesting. People don't realize how fast we're spinning. But this, obviously there'll be some slosh effect, but do you think this water is going to recede quickly or stay up for a while, John?
There'll be two parts to that, Larry. There'll be the initial wave that comes in, which might be several hundred feet above current sea level. And then there'll be a new sea level, which may not necessarily be that high. So that's what the scientists are telling me, anyway.
Yeah, that you know, obviously, if we study in the Old Testament, the Earth stopped rotating at one point during one of the battles, and
right.
You know, just if that were to stop, you know, which could easily happen from magnetic.
Well, it didn't stop rotating; it rolled over in space, is what happened. It went a different direction. You know, something going 24,000 miles an hour doesn't stop. You know, it rolled over. It was still going 24,000 miles an hour, but there was a pole shift, and that's what would account. And I don't recall the passage in the Bible, but it was the Israeli, the Hebrew army needed another 4 or 5 hours of daylight to win their battle, and they got it. Well, the only way that can happen, the only way that can happen is for there to be a pole shift. And guess what? You know, the Chinese had calendars and written records at that same point in time that the Hebrews were fighting this battle. And guess what? The sun didn't come up the next morning when it should have.
Really?
Not that I need verification, but the Chinese records verify the Hebrew Bible.
Mm-hmm. So actually, it rolls over. Yeah, that makes a lot more sense. Yeah, that would do it. There again, want people who are living along, you know, larger rivers, but not, you know, the size of the Mississippi, of course, but just rivers and areas. Won't these also back up and put those people at risk a lot, even though they're way above?
You're right. It depends on the river and where they are. If they're close to the ocean, they're in deep trouble. But the farther inland they are and the smaller the river, the less problem it's going to be.
Okay, because I have property on a river, and I was wondering about that. But I also am, you know, working on the place at about 4,000 feet to make sure. And it's in a, you know, low populated area like you're talking about. That's going to be the big issue is, like you just mentioned earlier this morning, 20 million refugees coming at you. You know, you might outrun the water, but you ain't going to outrun that.
Right. Well, not all those people would be refugees, but a lot of them would be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of them are going to be displaced. So you think the water level will stay up for a good while after it rises rapidly, don't you?
There'll be new permanent ocean levels, far higher than what there is now. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, knowing that the elevation of the middle of Florida there, what's that big city in the middle, is only 48 feet, you know, that doesn't leave a lot of hope, does it?
No. Most of Florida is 50 feet above sea level or lower. You know, that's true.
Yeah. But, okay.
Well, thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
Okay, and we've got Jim from California. Good morning, Jim.
Listening to you on Friday in Dr. Deagle's program, and you mentioned the same things. Now, as far as the military goes, are they still staying within that two-week timeline that they plan to have everything moved?
Jim, we're working with partial information. What we believe at the moment is that the August 17th is the military's deadline to get as much equipment, supplies, and people moved out as they can. It's not necessarily the date when anything's going to happen, but it is the date that they want to get as much done as they can. That's our belief based on the information we have.
Okay. So the question is, the next question I would have for you then is, with the military planning this and trying to get that done within 2 weeks, typically when they plan for these kind of things, what is the timeline that they're usually looking beyond that they're trying to, obviously there's a period of time between finish of what they're planning on moving and then the event happening. Any ballpark idea?
Well, it would be a guesstimate that, first of all, they wouldn't do something like this unless they absolutely had to.
Right.
And they wouldn't do something like this until what they consider to be the last moment, which is not necessarily the last moment, but what they consider to be the last moment. Moving large groups of men and heavy equipment, heavy bulky equipment and supplies is burdensome. It's a logistic nightmare to do that in a short period of time. What they are doing, Jim, is moving the stuff. These convoys are leaving these bases under cover of darkness. And it would just be a guess, and anybody's guess would be as good as mine, that they would want to have this thing done 2 to 4 weeks before the event. And that's just a guess.
Okay. All right. Well, it kind of gives me an idea, because I live in the Central Valley, and obviously we're low enough that when this event does occur, it can...
Well, a lot of the Central Valley is at or below sea level, isn't it?
Well, Sacramento is probably close to sea level. As you get further down the valley, I know in the area that I'm in, one of the larger cities in the valley, we're right about 300 feet above sea level.
That's not much.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Well, do your homework, Jim, and do what you think you need to be doing.
All right. Good enough.
Okay, thank you.
Very
we
much.
Had, another caller, early riser, Tina in California, up at 5:45 in the morning. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning. I was calling to just say that we saw this program yesterday on TV about this arc storm and FEMA and how we're going to get hit with some tremendous storm. And the other day on Bloomberg, they were talking, believe it or not, about evacuating like Wall Street and different areas, and it might be a nice, happy, sunny day, but there's something, you know, brewing in the ocean, and we'll have to evacuate people. And I'm thinking they're trying to get these messages out without really saying why. And then the other day on the freeway, we take the 10 freeway going west, were these huge mobile morgues heading west, going towards Los Angeles.
How do you know they were mobile morgues, Tina?
My husband's a pipe fitter, and he's worked with huge, you know, buildings and construction and power plants and all that kind of stuff. And he knew what they were the second he saw them, and they're self-contained units with their own compressor. And, like, it doesn't have to be plugged in, so to speak. You know, it's a self-contained unit. They were huge, and they were going down the freeway, and we thought, oh, my God.
Well, they're basically refrigerated trucks to put human bodies in.
Yeah, these aren't trucks. These are huge. I mean, it took up 2 full lanes of the freeway, and I don't know how long they were.
Really?
And,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, they have a special escort, then, for that kind of wide...
Yes, they did. And there's been an incredible amount of military activity as well.
Amazing. Well, we appreciate the call, Tina. Anything else?
I just thought that was interesting to us, like they are doing something.
So what was the direction of, in that direction of movable morgues? What direction were they going?
West.
Towards what town?
Well, we live out in the desert, and the 10, Interstate 10, goes clear into Los Angeles.
Okay, so they're headed towards the direction of Los Angeles. Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, I just figured that we've never seen anything like it in our lives. And there's all this weird, you know, TV programs about water events, but they're never saying, you know, what it really is.
What the cause of the water would be.
They just said, oh, it's going to be a really bad storm. It'll rain for 40 days and nights and more.
Really?
But we're thinking, and FEMA's involved, and we looked it up, and they call it Ark Storm, as in Noah's Ark.
Right. And well, that's what happened, 40 days and 40 nights of rain. That's a Nibiru effect is what that is. Great for the call. Great call, Tina. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And going back to the other side of the country, Rick. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, John. I have a question.
Yes, sir.
You were saying earlier about the oceans, you know, how they're going to come in however many hundreds of miles inland. We're in Syracuse, New York, over by Lake Ontario. We've already got like a semi plan put together, going up into the mountains, kind of get away from all the cities and everything, just until the hoo-ha dies down.
Right.
My concern, is you were talking about earlier in the show the Great Lakes overflowing, which this is the first I've heard of that. How much is it going to overflow? The mountains in the Adirondacks are only like 35 or 4,000 feet high. The peaks.
That's plenty. That's plenty high. That's more than high enough. 800 feet is a minimum, and you're way, way above that. So that's a good altitude. You're a safe haven. What's the altitude of it, Rick?
I'm sorry?
What's the altitude of the safe haven you're building?
Yeah, we kind of already scoped it out, and we're going up there again this week just to make sure, you know, we kind of know where we're going just in case, you know, what hits the fan and all that.
Right.
My concern was more you're saying about the Great Lakes overflowing.
Right. Well, that's what the Navy says. Lake Michigan will open up and flood the Mississippi Valley, and the water will be coming from both directions, from the Gulf of Mexico and from the Lake Michigan both.
Okay, so Lake Ontario, it's going to be less, the farther out from Michigan you get, the less, I guess.
Well, there's no, none of this stuff's Rick, none of this is carved in granite. You know, there's lots
of understand. We're thinking of the science end of it, that's all.
All right. If you've got a place 3,000 plus feet above sea level, you're going to be in good shape, Rick.
Okay.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for
when you said the Great Lakes, I get concerned. Thank you.
Okay. And now we have Mike in Connecticut. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, how's everything going today?
Real good.
I was laughing because now you keep talking about the martial law. Bridgeport, Connecticut is now putting a curfew on the kids that they can't be out past a certain time. So I think that might be kind of a start of it, is how it goes. What do you think about that?
Well, there's been lots of communities have had to get these out-of-control teenagers under control. This flash mob shoplifting thing is getting to be kind of a sport among a certain segments of our young people. And men and women who run these shops and these businesses are scared to death of 50 youngsters all showing up at the same time, raiding their business and stealing everything they can as quick as they can and out the door. I'm not seeing any connection with that and the things that we're concerned about here, Mike. It's a local problem with a local solution.
Okay. And now on CNN, they released the climate control and global warming connection. And I know that you don't believe in the global warming thing.
Well, there is global warming, but it's got nothing to do with human activity. It's got to do with energy coming at us from the sun. That is, in fact, warming up the Earth, among other things, in addition to creating more earthquakes and more volcanoes. So, yes, global warming is real, but not for the reasons the government says so.
Okay. And now, are you expecting to see all the activity pick up as the weeks come across into the 17th?
I expect I will if the 17th is a real date for a closest passage to Nibiru, which I'm not 100% certain that it is. I'm looking at this, Mike, as a turning opportunity, as an opportunity for all of us to review our preparedness and make prudent preparations for what is inevitable. What may or may not happen August 17th is not the point. The point is, these events are real, they will happen, and not necessarily on August 17th, but at some time in the not-too-distant future.
Okay, and then the Army is still on their bug-out thing, you believe?
As far as I know, I'll be getting reports from my sources. Mike Harris will be talking to his people all this week. Mike and I did work some Saturday on this. We both took the day off yesterday. Even if it's going to be the end of the world, you still need a day off, right?
Yeah.
So,
especially with the heat you guys are having.
Yeah, well, you can't work all the time. So we'll be talking to our sources and reporting this week as we get more information.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jay.
Thanks for the call.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you completely fed up with being dependent on those fat cat electricity monopolies that raise your rates again and again? Are you terrified about how you'll keep your home and family safe when a power crisis happens? 123/power.com has set up a free video presentation that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they are, incompetent lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy, others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. The video at 123/power.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret to slash your power bill and beat the electricity monopoly for good. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123/power.com and discover one weird trick to cut your power bill and protect your home. Easy to remember, 123/power.com. Go watch the video now before they shut it down. Again, that's 123/power.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 6th of August. Now, here's a heads up for all of you. This is probably the ideal survival slash barter item. I don't sell it. Very few places into preparedness sell it. I don't believe Freeze Dry Guy does. Salt. Iodized salt. Granulated iodized salt. First of all, human beings cannot live without salt. Second, if you're away from these oceans, it's fairly hard to get your hands on it. If you're near an ocean, you just need to dry out seawater to get salt. It's, heat doesn't bother it. Freezing temperature doesn't bother it. Bugs don't bother it. Thieves don't want it. And it's very cheap now and very hard and expensive to get in a crisis. The Roman army used to pay their soldiers in salt. In fact, we still have a saying that we have here in this country, he's worth his salt. That goes back 2,000 years to the Roman legions. There's a place called U.S. Foods. They supply restaurants and hotels, usfoods.com, nationwide wholesale food distributor. You can get 25-pound bag of salt for less than $10. How about that? 100 pounds for less than $40 of granulated iodized salt. So check it out. We got our last caller here, Chris in Las Vegas. Good morning, Chris.
Well, good morning, JR. Not only am I not up as early to speak with you, but I paid attention to you guys and listened to you and Mike's interviews concerning Buru and some other topics that are related to that. And we're certainly interested that you seem to have a great finger on the pulse of the intel world. And is there possibly a email link or group that we could get on to be advised of any, let's say, earth-changing events that might precipitate or at least give inclinations to?
Well, I don't have anything like that set up. I get inquiries like yours just about every day now. We don't have anything set up like that. I'm going to work with Tim Spencer to see if he can, and I can agree that it's something he can post on his website that people can check on a daily basis. Of course, Monday through Friday we do our shows, and then Monday morning we recap weekend events if there is something. So the quick answer to your question is no, there's not. The follow-up is we're looking into ways to have more real-time awareness and warnings that we could get out there. And probably, for me, the best thing to do would be to have it on Tim Spencer's website. So we're looking at the alternatives, and it is being considered.
Well, that's a great thing. We know that communications is one of the most critical portions of being able to respond to an emergency situation for all of us.
Yes, sir.
And if I can shift gears a little bit, I've noted that Santos Bonacci seems to indicate, and he seems to be a consummate, credible researcher, much as yourselves and Mike, and I give great credence to all of you and appreciation for your due diligence that you've done. But his indication is that he kind of suggests that Nibiru may likely be Sirius the Dog Star. Got a break coming up?
Not yet. Go ahead.
Well, anyway, that it may be a polar... A shift of the colors, a Doppler effect that gives the red star a conversion to the blue star on the return precessional path in the solar system, and that may be actually what Nibiru is.
Well, I can't comment on it right now because we are out of time. Why don't you call in tomorrow, Chris?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, John.
Have okay, thank day. You. Oh, well, that's it for today. We're out of time. You all be safe out there. Buy lots of ammunition. For those of you who are in occupied territory, the code words for today is brush the horse left to right. Brush the horse left to right. Be safe, and God bless America.